With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, as we enjoy those blueberries and cherries, as well as other fruits of summer, wildlife experts are asking that we all give a little something back to the pollinators who help them grow. Farmers and ranchers, of course, depend on pollinators, and experts are discussing the importance of them for ecosystems and food production. Mary Phillips with the Garden for Wildlife program at the National Wildlife Federation says animal pollinators like bees and butterflies and hummingbirds pollinate about a third of the crops in the United States.
And in fact, one out of every three bites we eat is the direct result of our pollinators' work. That has been estimated to contribute to $29 billion in American food production.
But habitat loss, parasites, and pesticides have contributed to a steep decline of pollinator populations. Phillips says folks are encouraged to plant a garden and support native pollinators. She explains even small gardens can make a big difference by increasing diversity of bee species across urban and suburban landscapes as well.
They can do this by planting anything from a variety of container gardens if they have a porch or patio or their backyard or working with community gardens. And this is really important because pollinators can actually survive in these smaller settings and move from habitat patch to habitat patch.
And besides, they say it's fun to plant a garden. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.